Are you, as I am in middle age, drawn to enchanted memories of early years? I can see, even smell, certain places I haven't been in 40 years. So my brother Pat repeatedly says to me, "Danny, we gotta go back and play Birmingham Country Club." He and I caddied there. We spent hundreds of hours, 120-pound youngsters carrying 40-pound bags, knew every hill, shrub, and green, every dogleg turn. I was a really good caddy, a really lousy golfer, still a hacker. I don't understand why I find myself riveted on weekends to the Golf Channel. On our big screen, it's like I'm right there on that good walk spoiled, as some golfer described the frustrating sport. I love the two forms of magic, the gorgeous greenery on the one hand, and the cameraman's abilities to track a tiny ball projected nearly into outer space. It drags me arse to the couch. Yesterday, I was inspired by two partners. I'm a lefty, and so I've always cheered for golf's longtime number two player, Phil Mickelson, lefty as they call him. On the last day of the British Open, when the course at Muirfield in Scotland was slaying the leaders, Mickelson came raging from far behind with miraculous shots, and he won by 3 strokes in golf, a pretty big margin of victory. He pumped both fists after his last putt fell and walked off the green with his arm around his caddy, Jim McKee, a.k.a. Bones. McKee is not a punk caddy like I was. He's 6'4", 48 years old, and a super player in his own right. And on the big screen, he caught my eye, the way he was pulling his baseball cap down over his eyes and hunching his shoulders. He was verklempt, crying, couldn't find the off switch. 10 minutes later, Mickelson, when asked about Bones, told the TV interviewer, "I can't explain what it means to have a friend and a partner and a caddy like Bones. He did such a great job this week managing clubs. There are 3 different clubs you can hit on every single shot, depending on how much you move it into the wind or let it fall with the wind, and he did a great job all week." McKee, servant leader, doesn't give interviews, but yesterday when he was cornered by a reporter, he said, "After you work with a guy for 21 years, it's pretty cool when you see him play the best round of golf he's ever played in the last round of the British Open." I guess my 8 years being the first gentleman, aka the second fiddle, sensitized me to the beauty and sometimes the power of being a solid servant leader. So many of us lead from behind or like a caddy from beside. We don't deliver the speech or the sermon, don't get the CEO pay, don't shoot the shot, make the final call, or swing the 8-iron like Lefty. But we sure share the celebration when our leader has such a great day. And kudos to leaders like Phil and to my bride, who give so much credit and allow such a deep human connection. As Lefty said, a friend and a partner and a caddy. Don't you love that order? What Jim Kuzis likes to say seems to fit Lefty, Bones, and hopefully you and me. Love 'em and lead 'em.